But now, let's get baking. Over to Ben.
Thanks, Chris. This week we're discussing the science of food, so what better way than to explore the scientific basis for the perfect cake? I'm joined by Amy Chesterton, a PhD student at Cambridge University. So Amy, other than the very obvious reason of tastiness, why would a scientist care about cake?
Well, I work in a research group and we're interested in powders and pastes generally, especially those relevant to the food and pharmaceutical companies. Cake is particularly scientifically interesting, firstly, because the structure is caused by mixing and many ingredients, and secondly, because of the changes that occur during baking.
Now, I see that we have the ingredients out here already. We have eggs, flour, and we have a mixture of butter and sugar. Now, that takes a while to beat, so we've already started it. But why is that important?
Well, the mixing of the fat and the sugar is important because the most important ingredient is air. So we're beating the fat and the sugar together to incorporate lots and lots of bubbles.
Okay, so as I said, we've already given it a good go. Let's just finish it off properly. So I'm obviously putting lots of bubbles into this. What's the next thing that needs to go in?
Well, fat and sugar by itself doesn't make a cake because on heating, the fat will melt and the bubbles will escape to the atmosphere. So now I'm adding the egg. What we want to do is cover all of our fat-covered bubbles in egg because the heat on baking will cause the eggs to solidify, the proteins to denature, and that will keep the air in the cake and the cake structure up itself.
So mixing now isn't really to add any extra bubbles. We've already got our bubbles in there. Now we're just making sure that those bubbles are evenly coated with egg. But if the bubbles are already in there from the fat and sugar, and now we're coating them with the egg that will give it structure, what's the flour for?
Well, the flour also is an important structure aid. Together with the protein from the egg scaffolding, the starch within the flour will swell, and with the heat it will gelatinise, create a gel, and together create a very firm, nice, tender structure.
Okay, well, let's get the flour in there. It's still a little bit lumpy at the moment, so we need to make sure we mix that in properly. I'll let you pour that in. How much of each ingredient did we actually start with?
Well, we're following the most basic cake recipe. That's equal quantities of our four ingredients: fat, sugar, flour, and egg. It's similar to the Victoria sponge. It's the recipe that the Victoria sponge recipe is based on.
Now, we're using an electric hand whisk, which may be perceived as cheating, but really it's very important to make sure that you get that air in there. What sort of flour are you using? Because I know that some flour will actually help give extra bubbles.
We're using self-raising flour, so there's added baking powder in there. On contact with the wet ingredients, that will release carbon dioxide and increase the size of our bubbles. Also, on heating, carbon dioxide will be released to further expand.
You said increase the size of our bubbles. Surely if we're creating carbon dioxide, that's going to give us new extra bubbles.
Well, actually, the whisking at the start, the creaming process, is so important because the number of bubbles in our batter will be the number of bubbles in our final cake. The carbon dioxide released by the baking powder can only increase the size of the bubbles, and that's because the surface tension is too high for new bubbles to be created.
We've got quite a nice smooth paste here. Now, we are going to put these into little muffin tins and we're going to pop this in the oven. What temperature does it need to be on, and do you think we'll get to eat them before the show's over?
Well, yeah, we're going to go at 180 degrees, and because we're making cupcakes, they should be ready by the end of the show.
Excellent. So we're going to start spooning them into our cupcakes now, and then we'll pop them in the oven, and later on in the show, we'll come back to see how our cake is doing.
Ben, thank you very much. Make sure you save me a cake. We're here in the studio, hungrily anticipating the arrival of these cupcakes. It is Cheese Awareness Week. Would you believe? I didn't know there was one, but there is. And so, coming up very shortly, we'll be talking about the science of cheese, how you make cheese, and also the role that microbes play in helping us to make cheese and flavour cheese, more importantly. And also waiting in the wings is Dr. Nick Brown, who's a microbiologist, and he'll be talking about what happens when things can go wrong, and also best before dates. So what do you think about food best before dates? Tell us. You can write on our Facebook page. You go to thenakedscientist.com/Facebook and it will take you to our Facebook page, or you can tweet at Naked Scientist. The email address, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.